Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast in English for September 11th, 2020. For English, dial 857-385-7066.
日本語の方は857-385-7319 857-385-7319へお電話ください。
한국어로들으시려면이번호를누르십시오857-385-7658
Para español, marca 857-385-7750
Hi, my name is Scott Oshima, and I will be your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast.A special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, in partnership with Tuesday Night Project and Rafu Shimpo. Have a stretch, hear haiku poems, listen to songs by local musicians, and hear cute local news, all made just for you. Join us for a new episode every 2 weeks.Let's get started with Radio Taiso, or Radio Exercises, with pianist Makiko Hirata. Follow Makiko's instructions, or just have a light stretch in any way that is comfortable for you. Stand, sit, or just enjoy the music.
Here we are. It's time for Radio Taiso. First, stand tall and stretch your whole body.Ready? One, two, and back, down. Stretch your back. Next, arms and legs. One, two, three, four. Arms to the side and bend the knees. Repeat once more. Three, four, five, six. Now arms revolving. First one way, then the other.Arms outstretched, repeat once more. One, two, three, four. Legs spread out. Now the chest. Swing the arms to the side and slowly up again. Five, six, chest spread widely. One, two, three, four, five, six. Next, arm bends.First the left and back again, then the right and back again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now forward bend. With rhythmic bounces, bend three times. Then hands on your hips, bend backward, then up again. One, two, three, four, five.Six. Now swing your arms and twist your body. Left, right, left, right. Then diagonally to the back. And once again. Right, left, right, left. Five, six. Feet together now. Arms and legs. Arms up, arms down with strong, sharp moves. Up, arms down. One, two, three, four, five, six.Now feet apart. Bend forward twice toward the left foot, then up and open wide. Next down to the right and back up again. Once again, two, three, four, five, six. Now rotate your whole body. Stretch the arms to their full length and make a full circle. And the same thing the other way.Be sure to stretch those hip muscles. Five, six, feet back together, and now jump. One, two, three, four, open, close, one, two, three, four, five, six, arms and legs. One, two, three, four, arms and knees moving together. One, two, three, four, five, six, and we end with deep breath. Slowly in and slowly out. Five, six, and one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good job.
Thank you, Makiko. Now welcome Kenji Liu, reading a haiku from our Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. These haiku poems are submitted and written by people just like you.
This week we have another haiku from the Little Tokyo Historical Society. They write, "Yes, tanko, but when? Happy yukata, I cry. Don't forget digtas." Many of us were sad to not have Obon Festival season in person this year, which is such a lovely annual way to mark late summer and remember those who have become ancestors. The first line of this haiku, "Yes, tanko but when," asks when we can dance tanko bushi, a folk song and bon dori, or Obon dance. The second line, "Happy yukata, I cry," recalls happy and yukata festival clothing and the sadness of not wearing them this year. The last line refers back to tanko bushi, which is a song about coal mining, and as we dance, we mirror the movements of that work. Again, the haiku, "Yes, tanko, but when? Happy yukata, I cry. Don't forget dig toss."
Thanks, Kenji. Now's your chance to get creative while staying at home. Submit your original haiku to the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge by emailing haiku@jacc.org. That's haiku@jacc.org. Or texting or leaving a message at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269. And be sure to include your name and city. Now, here are some of the latest news updates and some cute local stories from our very own 117-year-old Rafu Shimpo Daily News. Remember that these are only recorded once every 2 weeks. For the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030.
Welcome to Rafu for You, a partnership of the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center, Sustainable Little Tokyo, and the Rafu Shimpo. This is Mikey Hirano Kolros of the Rafu Shimpo, and I hope this podcast finds you well and safe. The 2028 Olympics are likely not at the front of your mind these days, but preparations for the third Summer Games to be held in Los Angeles are well underway. On September 2nd, LA28, that's the LA Olympic Organizing Committee, unveiled the official logo of the Games, or perhaps I should say logos, plural. Putting the city's diversity on full display, LA28 has presented more than 50 variations of the logo. The letters LA are stacked atop the numerals 2-8, but with a twist. The committee turned to a wide variety of Angelenos, asking them to give their individual interpretations of the A in LA. Former Olympians, artists and musicians, community advocates and average residents all contributed A designs, including a rainbow-layered A to dancing legs forming the letter, and even a surf wave A. One design in particular celebrates sport, diversity, and a particular love of basketball held by the Japanese-American community. The A in this design is the Japanese hiragana character for A, or A, and it's hugging a basketball. This version of the logo was designed by 18-year-old Aiden Kosaka, who grew up playing basketball from when he was a tiny kid all the way through Kennedy High School in La Palma, from which he graduated this past spring.
My roots was playing basketball because everyone in my family was a basketball player, so it's a big part of my family. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, we had to develop these leagues because we just were
Kosaka's father, Alan, has been instrumental in helping to develop and build the Terasaki Budokan, a state-of-the-art athletic facility that will be opening soon in Little Tokyo. It's the culmination of a decades-long dream of community members to have a gymnasium in the heart of the Japanese-American community. It's scheduled to have a virtual opening this fall, but the physical opening is undetermined, as are many things due to the ongoing pandemic. Basketball has been an integral part of the Japanese-American community for decades, and the younger Kosaka hopes that this athletic facility will be a center not only for sport, but also to help re-strengthen the community ties.
So to me, my generation has been slowly falling away from our roots. So it's a way of my generation to come back to Little Tokyo, for us to come back and play basketball and be in the same area where my grandparents grew. My grandma was a Nisei princess, and my grandpa actually used to hang out on the corner of first, right next to Yatsudo.
How important do you think it is for LA to show its diversity to the world for the upcoming Olympics, even though we are 8 years away?
LA has always, it's very diverse, and each day has its own story. You can see the background from each person, because not everyone goes up the same, and all of us coming together for something like sports and the Olympics is just really important right now.
You can see more of the LA28 logos along with profiles of the people who designed them at la28.org. You can also learn more about the Terasaki Budokan at terasakibudokan.org. That'll do it for this time on Rafu for You. Again, thanks for listening, and do take care.
Thanks, Rafu Shimpo. Once again, remember, for the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com. That's RafuShimpo, or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030. Now lean back, relax, and listen to some music and a message from one of the many wonderful musicians in our community. These songs were recorded just for you, Little Tokyo. And now, Dexter Story, sharing the song Union, a musical selection from his Bronzeville, Little Tokyo suite.
Hi, my name is Dexter Story, and I am a Los Angeles native. My parents met in downtown Los Angeles after moving here from the rural South in the Black migration of the mid-20th century. In fact, they met on the midnight shift at the John Ferraro Building on Hope Street, working at Department of Water and Power, not too far from Little Tokyo. My mother walked me through Little Tokyo many times as a child. I remember it clearly. But when I was commissioned by the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival in 2017 to create music in tribute to Bronzeville, Little Tokyo, I realized that I didn't know the full story. Little Tokyo has deep history, and Bronzeville is but one important chapter in the expansive narrative. I used music composition to engage with the history and educate myself. While I personally resonate with the plight of Black Americans, I tried to imagine being a Japanese immigrant to the Pacific Coast during the late 19th, early 20th century, community building in a new land, the dynamics of war, troubling displacement and internment to U.S. concentration camps, and then reclamation of Little Tokyo. My Bronzeville Little Tokyo suite includes song titles and sentiments that reflect this. Thank you. Covenants, one of the compositions, is named after the racially driven housing discrimination that blacks experienced throughout U.S. cities, including Los Angeles. Nisei is about the first generation Japanese. Executive Order 9066 speaks to FDR's 1942 mandate after the bombing of Pearl Harbor that vacated Japanese from Little Tokyo, thus allowing blacks in to create a cultural mecca out of the Bronzeville moment. My Take the Red Train was inspired by stories my dad shared about riding around Los Angeles in the 50s on the public transportation that many Los Angelinos relied upon from early 20th century. And even Zoot Suit Mambo evokes the glory of the moment for Latin people before the horrible circumstances of the Zoot Suit riots in 1943. My Bronzeville Little Tokyo Suite has been performed live a few times, but has not yet been professionally recorded. However, I created short versions of the compositions, and here is one called Union, which refers to the more endearing aspects of Bronzeville, Little Tokyo, where Japanese and black people coexisted peacefully and came together despite the challenging circumstances of displacement, overcrowding, illness, resentment, racialization, etc. Union features the amazing Josh Johnson on alto saxophone and half-Japanese musician Mark DeClive Lowe on piano. Enjoy. It's been an honor to be on the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Thank you.
Thanks again to our incredible community musicians. And now we want to hear from you. Call us to submit your haiku poem for the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. Let us know what song you want to hear next, or share a message with Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. We'll share some calls and requests on the next podcast episode. Give us a call at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269, or email Alma at aguzman@jacc.org. That's aguzman@jacc.org. To end today's episode, here is Chester E.K. playing an ukulele rendition of Koko ni Sachi Ari, or Here is Happiness.
ける小玉の果てに待つは誰
Thank you for listening to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Check back every 2 weeks for new episodes made just for you. This podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, our community partners Rafu Shimpo and Tuesday Night Project, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Talk to you soon.